It's time to go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times. August Wilson's play, The Piano Lesson, is one of the few in his 10-play century cycle that hasn't seen a major New York revival since it was originally produced on Broadway in 1985. Well, the Signature Theater has revived this Pulitzer Prize winner now, in a production directed by Ruben Santiago Hudson. It's at the Pershing Square Signature Center. Charles, every one of these plays by August Wilson takes place in a different decade. What's the time frame for The Piano Lesson, and what does the title refer to?
There's not an actual piano lesson that takes place in the play, but the piano is a very central and powerful symbol. It's set in 1936, and like most of the plays in the cycle, it takes place in Pittsburgh. Basically, Boy Willie is a young man who's come up from Mississippi to make his fortune by selling the family piano, which is this grand heirloom. But his sister has other ideas. She's very strongly opposed to it because it's this very important link to their past.
Willie's played by Brandon Durden, and his sister played by Rosalind Ruff. What do they bring to these roles?
They're both terrific. In the original production, Charles S. Dutton gave a very big performance as Boy Willie, and Durden's is a little more restrained, which I found very interesting. He's still very intense, but it's more contained. And Rosalind Ruff sort of matches that. You can tell that they come from the same family because she has this very grave and dignified presence, but she also has this great spiritual authority that she somehow brings to the role when these two start really fighting over this very important heirloom.
The brother of Brandon Dearden is also in the cast. What role does he play?
He plays Lyman, who's sort of the best friend that Boy Willie brings with him to, you know, corral this piano. And he's sort of a naive guy who is still looking for his place in the world. It's a very, very wonderful role, and he's quite funny. It gives him the comic relief.
Chuck Cooper might be known by a lot of people for his work in musical theater. He plays a musician in this cast. How does he find his place in this version of The Piano Lesson?
Well, it's actually great to have a real musician in the role because he plays this, you know, itinerant piano player. And at several points in the play, he actually breaks into song, including at the very climax where, you know, it's rising to this very powerful conflict between Bernice and Boy Willie. And Whiny Boy sort of stumbles in and sits down at the piano, which has, you know, become practically radioactive at this point, and starts playing and singing this beautiful song. And it's just a tremendous moment of release that I think the audience is really waiting for.
The director is Ruben Santiago Hudson. He's acted in Wilson's plays, but now has begun directing them. What is he bringing to his new role in producing The Piano Lesson?
Well, I think it always helps to have experience, especially in, you know, with August Wilson's writing, which is very lyrical and very dense in some ways. Santiago Hudson appeared in the original Broadway productions of both Seven Guitars and Gem of the Ocean. He's directed productions of those that I've seen, and this was a wonderful production, too. I think he connects with the material in a way that you really need to.
August Wilson did finish his century cycle of 10 plays, one from each decade in the 20th century. Where does The Piano Lesson rank among them, Charles?
Seeing this production, I really feel that Piano Lesson is really in the top three. It's a beautifully crafted play. And, you know, like all Wilson plays, you know, it's a lengthy play. It's sort of expansive, but it gives such a richly detailed portrait of, you know, these lives at this period of time that you're completely engrossed through the, you know, whole of its nearly 3 hours.
August Wilson's play, The Piano Lesson, is back in New York at the Pershing Square Signature Center in a production directed by Ruben Santiago Hudson. And we go around Broadway each week at this time with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times on WQXR.